This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
'69 to '28. It now goes to the House, which will take a vote tonight. Bring the vote to the big win for Democrats who will lose their House majority.
Over the course of the next hour, we're going to tell you about the biggest outrage in the United Kingdom, probably of the year, maybe of the decade, maybe even of the century. And if you guess that it's somebody who said some mean words in the form of the written word, then you'd be right. Yes, that's a bigger outrage than anything we've seen over the course of the last century. It's Jeremy Clarkson's comments about Meghan Markle. Going to get into that. We're also going to get into Meghan Markle herself being caught red-handed in a brazen, outright lie once again. We're also going to get into the lyrics of a Christmas carol at a church in England, which were changed to completely erase Jesus and the Nativity. We'll tell you what they were replaced with under this new religion that we've been introduced to. Stanford University wants the word American added to a harmful language list. A lot of articles, a lot of news stories this week about the control of language, which of course is about the control of reality itself. If you can get me that show clock up, by the way, producers, that would be a great help because I can't see it at the moment. We're also going to tell you about the story out of the EU, which, again, should have been one of the biggest stories of the year, of the week at least, and it was the announcement that the EU is imposing a carbon tax on individuals. They outright came out and admitted it. They said it would probably cause mass continent-wide riots across the EU, and that gas prices, home heating prices would certainly rise over the course of the next few years. They're going to delay it a little bit by 2 or 3 years. While the current thing, the war in Ukraine, calms down, so they don't get that instant backlash. But they openly admit it's not just a border carbon tax, as it's been presented and reported on by the media. It's a carbon tax on individuals themselves, and we're going to get into that. Also going to get into an astounding revelation, which again went completely unremarked on by the vast majority of the media. And that was a Deutsche Bank research note, which was actually written back in January 2021, but only came to light recently. The absolutely alarming comments, but as we'd expect the comments to be, which were contained in this Deutsche Bank research report. So we're going to get into that as well on the other side. Also going to talk about CBS News claiming climate change worsens air turbulence. The eco-activists themselves are out in force, doing themselves no good whatsoever once again, decapitating Christmas trees in Berlin. We're also going to talk about the new generation of kiddles. We've got new figures out showing that now half of young Americans are living with their parents. That's up 38% from numbers from the year 2000. It's increasing every single year, it seems like. And just by coincidence, the U.S. toy industry is basically surviving because one-fourth of its entire annual profit is down to adults, mainly adult men, buying toys. Buying things like, you know, Star Wars action figures, Funko Pops, Lego sets. And to be honest, most of these men aren't even living with their parents. They're just stuck in a permanent state of adolescence. And it speaks perfectly to the crisis of masculinity that we've seen in recent years. Also going to talk about the wonderful benefits of diversity as they're being enjoyed in Germany, where the violent attack rates are increasing. But the main problem is not the increasing terror attacks, the increasing sexual assaults on women. It's the fact that Berlin police officers aren't using discrimination-sensitive language, and now they're actually telling them, you can't even use the word refugee. You have to explain that a refugee is from an area where there's war, where there's strife, that they're trying to escape those areas, even though the vast majority aren't that. They're economic refugees, like economic...
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
It is the Summit News Hour, and I want to set the scene for the biggest outrage, as I mentioned before, in the United Kingdom, perhaps of the millennium, perhaps of the entirety of human history, at least UK history, and that is the Sun columnist Jeremy Clarkson making a joke about Meghan Markle. I'm going to come back after this video and talk about some of the latest updates on this story of the century. But first, let's go to this video. It's called Stupid Beyond Belief. Let's roll it. Let's check in on the latest phony, contrived clown world outrage. TV presenter Jeremy Clarkson wrote an article in the Sun newspaper in reference to Meghan Markle, which said, quote, Meghan, though, is a different story. I hate her. Not like I hate Nicola Sturgeon or Rose West. I hate her on a cellular level. At night, I'm unable to sleep as I lie there grinding my teeth and dreaming of the day when she's made to parade naked through the streets of every town in Britain while the crowds chant shame and throw lumps of excrement at her.
Oh, no. Anyway.
The flinging poo joke is in reference to Cersei's walk of shame in Game of Thrones. It's a joke based on a scene in a fictional TV show. The rest of it is just Clarkson's usual acerbic hyperbole. Is he actually going to make Meghan Markle parade naked through the street so he can throw crap at her? No, because it's a joke. Remember those? But because we live in a supremely idiotic time, this is the outrage of the century. Ipsos confirmed today that this was the most complained about article ever. 17,500 complaints as of 9 a.m. today. Every has-been celebrity and professionally outraged grifter is jumping on board to decry Clarkson's vile misogyny, claiming, based on no evidence aside from their own hurt feelings, that it's going to lead to actual violence against women. Interesting, isn't it? The media can spread vicious, damaging propaganda about lockdowns and vaccine mandates for years. Lies which grease the skids for the imposition of the biggest and most draconian outrage in living memory. Deceptions which led directly to real-world harm. And virtually no one complains. Clarkson writes a snarky insult in a tiny section of a newspaper, and everybody loses their mind. Who cares? It's just some words. He's got untold number of excess deaths a week. People dying all over the shop from untreated illnesses because of lockdown. All of it exacerbated by odious lies published in national newspapers. And they're more upset over a famous TV presenter insulting another famous woman. Who gives a sh**? Now 65 MPs have demanded the Sun take action against Clarkson. What? Don't you have anything better to do? Who voted for you to waste time patrolling jokes in newspaper columns? They want Clarkson to be banned from all television forever. This idiot reported him to the police for a hate crime. And then the police told him to go away, pointing out Clarkson's mean joke had nothing whatsoever to do with Meghan Markle's ethnicity. This is why people can't get seen when they're burgled, because people like you attempt to tie them up dealing with hurty words. Yeah, record crime in England and Wales. Record number of crimes going unsolved. And this clown's wasting their time because his his feces were hurt on behalf of someone else. And in case you were thinking this whole farce couldn't get even more painfully absurd, Toxin's own 28-year-old daughter went public to say she stands against everything her father wrote. Woman moment. Oh, the joys of social media and narcissistic dopamine culture. Children denouncing their own parents like the kiddie Stasi. More stupid still was Clarkson apologising. Because as we know, this only emboldens the mob's demented witch hunt.
No, Jeremy Clarkson, not on any level, in any circumstances, is it okay to write this stuff about any woman.
But Meghan Markle is a woman. You can't say anything bad about a woman. What? How's that equality? Is Meghan Markle inherently unlikable? Yes, that's an objective fact. And it's got nothing to do with a race or biological gender, has it? It's an opinion shared by a clear majority of the British people. She's unlikable. I mean, some women are great, fantastic, total angels. Some women are completely insufferable. And the same goes for men. You know why? Because they're all humans. Because some humans are great, some humans lie somewhere in the middle, and some humans are detestable. The fact I even have to say this rots my own brain. The fact that this is the biggest outrage of the year after everything that's happened, every real outrage, underscores the utter derangement of the permanently offended mob. Now, this is all happening, of course, amidst a debate over toxic masculinity, over vile, dangerous misogyny in the United Kingdom, specifically since the deplatforming, the banning of Andrew Tate. Now, of course, that was back in the summer, but since we've had laws passed in the United Kingdom dealing with misogyny, dealing with attacks on women in the street, and actual police resources being devoted to police going undercover and going after people who are supposedly harassing women on the street. I'm against that, but again, some of the fallout controversy, the biggest controversy that the United has seen in years. MP demands Jeremy Clarkson face permanent ITV ban after Meghan Markle naked row. Now, of course, they're claiming this is about slavery, this is about her race. It's nothing whatsoever to do with her race. He's referencing a scene out of Game of Thrones where one of the characters gets pulled along at them as they're marched through the streets. It has nothing to do with the history of slavery. It has nothing to do with her skin colour. It's a fictional reference. It's a joke. But now not only do they want him banned from TV, they want him arrested and jailed. In fact, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, the latest who wade into this controversy. God knows why. It's a UK issue. It has nothing to do with the US. From trending news, Reverend Al Sharpton slams Jeremy Clarkson's racist Meghan Markle column amid police plea. Again, he didn't even mention her race. It's got nothing to do with race. U.S. civil rights pioneer Reverend Al Sharpton has criticized Jeremy Clarkson's racist rant against Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, the Sun newspaper. The next judge has asked the Metropolitan Police to investigate. Yes. Forget the record numbers of crimes that can't get solved because the police don't have the resources to respond to burglaries. Police don't have the resources to solve more than 0.5% of car thefts. Major department stores in London have stopped bothering calling the police when they get robbed because they don't turn up. But all these top public figures are calling on the Metropolitan Police of London as violent crime skyrockets, stabbing skyrockets every single day. They're calling on Clarkson to be jailed for his speech crimes. Again, Reverend Al Sharpton has criticized Jeremy Clarkson's racist rant. There's National Action Network and I join many others in condemning the appalling comments published by Mr. Jeremy Clarkson in the Sun this week against the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. Why he's wading into this controversy, he knows. Condemn these racist and inhuman actions in the strongest terms. They represent the worst angels of our society and should not find any shelter in the media. Joining, calling on all people of good faith and in the US and abroad to unite its condemnation and demand accountability. Nothing whatsoever to do with race. Of course, when a left winger in the United Kingdom comes out and makes a joke in the context of a violent insult against someone on the right, all that comedy. Why can only the left? Why are only the left allowed to be offensive? Then it's comedy. When the right's offensive, well, then it's vile, dangerous misogyny, and it's going to lead to women getting attacked on the streets. It's all complete bollocks. Telegraph reports what the Jeremy Clarkson Forum tells us about left-wing bias, hypocrisy, and free speech. And they make this point in the article where Joe Brand, who is a fat feminist comedian in the United Kingdom, in 2019, when referring to Nigel Farage being physically violently attacked with a milkshake, assaulted, that's what it is, you go around throwing milkshake at people, guess what, you've committed assault. He said about him, why bother with the milkshake when you could get some battery acid? That was fine, because it was a joke. Apparently what Clarkson wrote wasn't a joke, even though he literally made a reference to a TV series. And he's obviously not going to go flinging poo at public figures. It was a joke. They also point to Miriam Margoyles, who in 2020 said, I wanted Boris Johnson to die. When she got called out for those comments, she downgraded her desire to mere castration. So again, it's okay when we do it. They're calling for Clarkson to be kicked off TV. They want him put in prison for making a joke about Meghan Markle. This is the vile misogyny, moral panic that we're experiencing now. The grooming gang scandal, which the government all covered up, targeting women and young girls, that's nothing. Nobody's outraged about that. Summit.news, we'll be back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first Noel.
We're live, and I'm still talking about Jeremy Clarkson because this controversy, this actually came out last weekend, and it's still one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story, in the United Kingdom. There's no outrage over the malicious lies published by newspaper after newspaper, which justified the lockdown, which justified the demonization of, quote, anti-vaxxers, people who wanted to make their own medical choices, which justified what we now have, which is excess deaths through the roof, waiting lists longer than ever, people dying of untreated illnesses, all those weaponized lies which were told in concert with the government to justify lockdown. There's no outrage about that. The investigation into that won't even focus on that. There's no outrage about the grooming gangs which have plagued this country for the past 30, 40 years. The investigations went nowhere. Of course, the local authorities in many cases were responsible for covering up the grooming gangs, targeting young women, predominantly young white children. No outrage over that vile, dangerous misogyny. But Jeremy Clarkson makes a rude joke about Meghan Markle in a tiny little column inch of a newspaper article, and everybody loses their minds. Reverend Al Sharpton has waded in for God knows what reason. And also people on Twitter were actually reporting him to the police. Yeah, they should be arrested for wasting police time, given the problems we've got with spiraling violent crime throughout the United Kingdom. Again, record high crime levels in England and Wales over the course of the past year. But these morons on Twitter were so offended on behalf of someone else, Meghan Markle, the serial lying grifter, that they literally reported him to the police. And to their credit, you know, perhaps they'd done doing the Macarena at the gay pride parade for the day. The police took the time to tell them this isn't a hate crime. Even with our stringent hate crime laws, which of course are very different to what you got in the United States with your First Amendment, where you can basically say anything so long as it's not an imminent incitement to violence. Even they said, and bear in mind, these are the police forces who will go out and arrest people for posting limericks about transgenders on Facebook, making fun of them. They'll literally go out and handcuff people. They'll arrest pregnant women in their own kitchens for making jokes about transgender people on Mumsnet and all these websites. They'll do that. But even they came out and said, no, whatever Jeremy Clarkson wrote was not a hate crime. That didn't stop the morons from reporting him then to the Metropolitan Police over London. The article continues out of Trendsnet. Again, headline, Reverend Al Sharpton slams Jeremy Clarkson's racist Meghan Markle column. So they cite the fact that this has been reported to the police. His comments come as Peter Herbert, a former judge and Black Society of Lawyers chair, has written to the Met urging action against Mr. Clarkson over his column, arguing it incites racial hatred. Again, doesn't mention her race. It's nothing to do with her race. It's to do with the fact that he doesn't like her. He basically says, you know, remember that scene out of Game of Thrones? Wouldn't it be funny if she got poo flung at her in public? It's a joke. Get over it. And then the police came back and basically said, no, there's no hate crime here. So this is the true outrage when it comes to dangerous, violent misogyny against women in the United Kingdom. Forget the grooming gangs, forget the actual sexual assaults and abuse of women. No outrage over that. What's really outrageous is catcalling in the street. Daily Mail reports man who catcalled woman in the street is one of the first in UK to get a £100 fine for sexual harassment after he was caught in undercover police operation. This is what they've got resources for. You get burgled, they're not even going to respond, they're not even going to investigate it. They said that themselves. The chief of police in the UK in 2015 said, tough luck, we're not going to respond to burglaries anymore. But they've got crack teams of undercover cops to patrol the streets, listening for sexism, wolf whistles, catcalling. The man who catcalled a woman on a London street, in London, where all the real crime's happening, has become one of the first in the UK to be slapped with a £100 fine for sexual harassment after he was caught in an undercover police operation. The offender, who was not named, he'll probably be publicly shamed later on Twitter by the mob, was issued a fixed penalty notice for harassing a woman in Ilford Town Centre last Friday. And again, you know, I get it. There are creeps who chase women down the streets, who harass them, who try to talk to them when they're not interested. I get it that it's annoying, it's wrong. They have all these campaigns in this country saying, don't sexually harass women on the street. Don't rape women. You really think criminals and rapists and weirdos and perverts are going to see a little advertisement on the tube saying, don't harass women, and then go, oh, all right, then I won't. No, they're criminals. Arm women with tasers. That'll stop them, won't it? No. Women aren't allowed to own tasers in the United Kingdom. They're not even allowed to carry pepper spray. Legally, in the United Kingdom, women, if we're so concerned about women getting harassed, sexually assaulted, then yes, it is a problem. I've had girlfriends who, you know, every single one of them have said, you know, they've been chased down the street, catcalled, you know, what's your phone number, what's your Snapchat, go away, I don't want to talk to you. They just continue doing it. It is a problem. So why not let them carry pepper spray? No, that's banned. You can't have pepper spray. They're not allowed to defend themselves. But apparently we can hire teams of undercover cops to go around major cities trying to catch people who catcall them. That's the solution when we have a police resource crisis to the point where they can't even respond to burglaries. In what world does that make any friggin' sense? The fee was handed to the offender using the council's public space protection order. As working with Met Police as part of a special covert operation, they make it sound as if like they're casing terrorists. You've got actual terrorists and murders roaming around the streets of London, by the way, striking out on a regular basis. But this is the special covert operation of the Metropolitan Police going after wolf whistlers. This culprit, this deadly misogynist, was ordered to pay a £100 fine within 28 days. If he doesn't pay the fine, he faces a potential prison sentence. Redbridge Council leader Jaz Athwal, good old British name, said, we're supporting covert police operations in the borough to ensure perpetrators are brought to justice. He says, this fine is a strong start and will serve as a statement of intent. We will not tolerate harassment of women and girls unless they're being harassed by large groups of Pakistani and Bangladesh men. And then not only will they turn a blind eye to it, they'll cover it up and make sure the perpetrators walk free. But these wolf whistlers, these catcallers, well, they are now shaking in fear because all the police resources are being devoted to catch them. Meanwhile, as they're patrolling wolf whistlers and catcallers, in the Church of England, they're patrolling language. Church erases Jesus and Nativity and Christmas Carol replaces them with queer people. This is a church in Loughborough, All Saints Holy Trinity. They held a carol service on Monday, and one of the trainee priests, a woman named Rachel Brind-Search, who later locked down her Twitter account and basically tried to scrub all proof of her identity, but she was proud of this, she released her name originally, lauded how the church had changed the lyrics to the classic carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And on the other side, we're going to tell you how they erased Christ, how they erased the Nativity, and what they replaced it with in this new world order.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have yourself a merry little.
Now, I was talking about it before the break. This church in England, under the Church of England, they held a Christmas carol event on Monday, and they replaced Jesus. They scrubbed references to standing up against Satan. They scrubbed references to the Nativity. And they replaced them with the verbiage of the new religion, the religion of the alphabet people. So this was trainee priest Rachel Bryn Search, Again, lauded how the church had changed the lyrics for the classic carol God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, she said, flipping love my church. The new lyrics included the following two verses. God rest you also women who by men have been erased. Okay, women erased by men. Through history ignored and scorned, defiled and deplaced. Remember that your stories too are held within God's grace. It says, God rest you, queer and questioning, whatever that means at this point. Your anxious hearts be still. Believe that you are deeply known and part of God's goodwill for all to live as one in peace. The global dream fulfilled, the global is-dream fulfilled. The verses replace the actual lyrics of the carol, which talk about the nativity and how Christ came to save us all from Satan's power. Now it is very much evident, isn't it, that Satan's power is being exercised over this very church. Sam Margrave, member of the General Synod of the Church of England, responded by saying, when they say we aren't ordaining political activists, show them this. Absolutely disgusted that an act of worship to our Lord and Saviour is being used to push political ideology. Well, again, that's the point, isn't it? Wokeism isn't just a political ideology, it's their new religion. So they are going to hollow out your religion. And as somebody else responded, commented, it's very important for the new religion to try to wear the skin of the old. Not only does it need to replace the old religion, it needs to defile the old religion. Bryn Such, whose Twitter profile, bear in mind this is the trainee priest. This is how far the church has been completely taken over. This is why many people have stopped going to church. This is why the church is dying. And the only people going now are basically these woke, ordained religious leaders who are taking it out, hollowing it out, and wearing it as their new skin. Her Twitter profile included her pronouns and LGBT flags. Interesting, that, isn't it? She responded to the backlash by claiming the lyrics were appropriate because representatives of refugee charities were in attendance. So because, denizens of the ordained two main charities, the refugee charities, and that is the new form of worship, isn't it? Worshipping illegal boat migrants because they're very special people. Because they were there, then somehow it was necessary to emend and erase Jesus Christ out of the carol and replace it with queer people. She said, my faith informs my politics. I think that's the other way around, actually, and I will never be sad or mad or apologize for attending a church which challenges me to think about them more and the policies being legislated for in our name. Typical intersectional gobbledygook nonsense. And of course, it turns out that this church is part of the inclusive church movement, which obviously doesn't include the biblical teachings of Christianity. They're not quite up to date, so they've been kicked out. Which pushes regime narratives and progressive stances, which are about as far removed from Christian teachings as you can get. Back in July, the Church of England refused to define what a woman was. They still oppose same-sex marriage, but expect that to change very shortly. More response to this in the form of this Breitbart headline. Stop rewriting Christmas carols to be woke, Cardinal tells Church of England. Catholic bishop has said that Christmas carols should not be rewritten to suit fleeting political and social mores after it emerged that woke individuals have reworked one song to promote LGBT ideology. Cardinal Vincent Nichols, who serves as the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Westminster, has waded into a debate on the rewording of the Christmas carol. He said, I think what Christmas does, it tells us the importance of ritual. And ritual helps us to step outside our own little bubble, connect with something that we have received, inherited, and that we hope to pass on. So I think those values of continuation, musical repartee, the ability to sing together, looking at rituals that have been fashioned over the centuries, basically said, again, they're trying to eliminate the ritual entirely. They're trying to subvert it. They're trying to hollow out the religion and make it a worship of their progressive, demented, liberal ideology. And of course, anything that challenges that goes very quickly by the wayside. Video, Stanford University wants the word American added to a harmful language list. Stanford University is proposing adding the term American to a blacklist, which other harmful words, reasoning that it is too US-centric and not inclusive enough of other countries. Universities targeting the label as part of this Orwellian elimination of harmful language initiative that seeks to police language by memory holding words and phrases it deems to be not woke enough. So you're not allowed to use the term American now. Again, this isn't about sensitivities. This isn't about protecting people's fifis. It's about seizing control of language. This is about the raw lust for power. If you control the language, if you control the definition of words, you control reality and you eliminate any reality that you don't like. That's why they do it. They're malevolent bastards. They know exactly what they're doing. Biden admin funds AI to police online language. Why are they so obsessed with policing language? Because language dictates reality. It allows you to enunciate truths. If they take that away from you, they're basically metaphorically cutting out your tongue. That's why they do it. They're malevolent bastards. Government spending records have revealed the Biden administration is dishing out more than $500,000 in grants to fund the development of artificial intelligence that will censor language on social media in order to eliminate microaggressions. Now, of course, it's not been going too well so far, because what tends to happen with the AI is that it's at its current embryonic stage very prone to the people who program it. So when they put an AI online and invite people to go in and have conversations with this AI online, it tends to get bombarded by, let's say, some very edgy people. And the AI turns out to be racist. That's what's happened all along, so they've had a lot of problems with that because it's been bombarded with people who are going on there and trolling and making the AI become racist. Well, apparently that's going to be solved by this new funding package. The Washington Free Beacon reports that the funding was part of Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. And rescuing America by controlling language and censoring it, and was granted to researchers at the University of Washington in March to develop technologies that could be used to protect online users from discriminatory language. Again, complete bollocks, just another front for censorship. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton compared the move to the Chinese Communist Party's efforts to censor speech unapproved by the state. Of course, that is the origin of political correctness. At its origin, at its embryonic stage, it had nothing to do with protecting gay people, protecting minorities. Politically incorrect speech was politically inconvenient speech when it was about the regime in communist China, communist Russia. That was the origin of political correctness. It was to censor criticism of the state. It had nothing to do with protecting the rights, sensibilities, and feelings of minority groups, but that's how it's being adopted in the West. The report notes the researchers are developing machine learning models that can analyze social media posts and correct any language that could cause offense to marginalized groups. And of course, when they control big tech, that works in a similar fashion to how their fact check algorithms work. So any apparatchik of the regime, of course, now we've seen the revelations, Twitter working directly with the US government, Facebook the same, pre-Elon Musk, of course. You have those state apparatchiks. Once they define what has been fact-checked, what's debunked, what's a conspiracy theory, they feed that into the AI, that goes into the algorithm, and then those stories get censored in the algorithm, they get relegated, so very few people or none whatsoever see those stories. That's what happened with the Hunter Biden story. They malevolently and deliberately manipulated the outcome of an election by censoring that story before the election. And they did it in a similar way to how they're going to deploy this machine learning AI to censor your social media posts before you're even allowed to make them. So they won't even need to have a human analyzing them afterwards. If you use naughty words in a certain order, the AI will detect it. The post will be blocked before it's even allowed to go online. That is the next phase. Summit.news will be back. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That the EU is launching a carbon tax which will be targeted against individual citizens. This is unprecedented, the first of its kind in the world. And it was barely even reported. This was reported as an EU border tax against foreign countries importing goods into the European Union, that they would be hit by carbon taxes. Of course, that's going to be passed on to the consumer. But within this agreement, which is going to be voted on by the unelected EU, they're basically just going to rubber stamp it in January or February, it has a direct carbon tax on citizens, and they admit this is going to cause yellow vest-style riots across the continent. This video is called This Is Scary. We're going to play the first 3 minutes 40 of it. Let's roll it. Here it is. Sometimes a news story comes along and you just think, how is this not the top headline all over the Western world? This is easily one of the biggest developments of the year, if not the past 30 years. And it just slipped out with virtually no one grasping its true implications. Last night, the unelected totalitarian EU just announced the world's first direct carbon tax on individuals. How is everyone not freaking out over this? EU approves CO2 tax on heating and transport. A new carbon price will apply to petrol, diesel and heating fuels such as natural gas. Beginning in 2027, they're going to start adding on carbon tax whenever you pay your heating bill or fill up at the pump. The new scheme will entail higher prices at the pump, up to 10.5 cents for a litre of petrol and 12 cents for diesel, according to a study by the Potsdam Institute for Climate Research. Heating fuels like gas, heating oil and coal will see their prices increase as well. AFP confirms the agreement also aims to make households pay for emissions linked to fuel and gas heating from 2027. Of course, they'll start off small to get everyone used to it. Oh, just a tiny bit extra to save the planet. Then it's the slippery slope to an enviro-feudal hellscape. They're also imposing more of this on industries and energy companies, which will then just pass their costs on to the consumer. Dutch media outlet NOS confirms citizens and companies will have to pay for the CO2 from the exhaust and the chimney. This goes for energy companies and pumping stations. They have to pay for emission rights and then charge the costs to the customer who comes to fill up or turn on the gas heater. Michael Bloss, a green lawmaker who took part in the final negotiations, said this: citizens in the EU must expect higher CO2 prices. They admit the talks were dragged out, quote, because of the political sensitivity of introducing what many will perceive as a new tax. But it was approved even against the advice of the chairman of the EU's own environmental committee, Pascal Canfin. Canfin said the proposal was, quote, politically suicidal and risked triggering a European-wide protest movement similar to the Yellow Vests in France. The Yellow Vest uprising began in rural areas as a revolt against fuel tax hikes and ended up paralyzing the entire country. The technocrats themselves admit that this new carbon tax is so onerous and odious, they fear the reaction to it will be continent-level riots and civil unrest. What happened in the Netherlands is just a taste of what's to come. Authorities fired live rounds at Dutch protesters, including a 16-year-old boy. The clashes ensued after nationwide farmer protests against drastic green agenda nitrogen cuts, which would see their livelihoods devastated. In order to comply with globalist technocratic rules on climate change cuts, farmers would be paid by the government not to produce food, while 30% of farms would be forced to close down for good. This war on farmers is also playing out in Germany and other European countries. To make this new carbon tax, quote, politically acceptable, the EU has promised a social climate fund to help with the costs, something that will obviously be later withdrawn once everyone is acclimatized to their new serfdom. And even the same technocrats behind this new carbon tax admit that this social climate fund won't be enough to soften the burden on households. And Americans, sorry to alarm you, but you're next. Climate reparations paid to the third world.
So back on the loss and damage fund, though, I mean, is there going to have to be U.S. taxpayer money that helps the United States? Presumably the United States is going to have to be one of the nations that contributes.
Well, it would be great if there were some.
Now, that is what has been announced this week as a result of this vote that took place. So this, it wasn't even a vote. They just announced it. They're going to have a rubber stamp vote in January. Then we had another revelation a couple of days later, which brings us to our next video. This was admitted way back in January 2021. It was published by Deutsche Bank in a research report. And wait until you find out what they said would be necessary to achieve this net zero agenda by 2050 under the guise of global warming hysteria. This is called hidden in plain sight. Let's roll it. Sometimes the true agenda behind net zero slips out because these technocrats can't help themselves getting all giddy about what they're really doing. The latest example was discovered in a document first released last year by Deutsche Bank Research. The document reveals what the EU must do to achieve climate neutrality net zero by 2050. And guess what? It says they're going to have to impose an eco-tyranny dictatorship. But it's for the planet, so totalitarianism can be a good thing. right? The document talks about the need to change the consumption habits of the ordinary citizen, even on minutia, such as how often you use electronic devices. And the quote, climate policy comes in the form of higher taxes and fees on energy, which make heating and mobility more expensive. How you travel, how you heat your home, how much meat and even exotic fruit you eat will all be under scrutiny. Quote, if we really want to achieve climate neutrality, we need to change our behavior in all these areas of life. That means that carbon prices will have to rise considerably in order to nudge people to change their behavior. And here's the kicker. I know that eco-dictatorship is a nasty word, but we may have to ask ourselves the question whether and to what extent we may be willing to accept some kind of eco-dictatorship in the form of regulatory law in order to move towards climate neutrality. Eco-dictatorship. Right there in black and white. That's them admitting it. Eco-dictatorship. I don't really have to tell you what the word dictatorship means, do I? Remember what Stanley Johnson said about net zero.
And if that means actually some of us are told, well, you can't go on a plane, that's fine. That's part of the national plan.
Again, hidden in plain sight. It's all a massive con. They just want absolute technocratic control over your every activity. Shockingly, since people started drawing attention to this research paper, it's mysteriously crashed and no one can see it anymore. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. I'm sure the guy who wrote this paper, Eric Heyman, has been sufficiently reprimanded. Eric, don't tell them what we're actually planning to do. People might start waking up quicker. They might begin to realize the agenda and start doing something to resist it. Eric, we can't have that. Now, these eco-activists, who of course, as I've explained many times before, I'm talking about Just Stop Oil, I'm talking about Extinction Rebellion, they're the foot soldiers of the globalist technocrats. They're all pushing in the same direction. It's just the eco-deranged mentalist activists want to go there a bit quicker. They claim they're part of the rebellion. They're actually a fundamental, integral part of the establishment. They're out annoying people once again because, again, it doesn't matter what public approval they have. They don't need the public support. They're shock troops for the establishment. They're out there to try and convince people that this is a climate emergency. They're out there to gin up the hysteria and the moral panic. They're out there to be a visual reminder, just like the masks were the visual reminder for the pandemic, for people to stay in their lane, to not question anything. That's the role that the eco-climate protesters serve, is to be that visual reminder that we're supposedly in a climate emergency, when we know that that, of course, is all bollocks. The Earth's climate has always changed. It will continue to change whatever humans do. Eco-activists decapitate landmark Christian tree. This is in Germany, where climate protesters locked off the top of a Christmas tree at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate on Wednesday. Group responsible has led a months-long campaign of traffic disruption and vandalism, but again, they don't care about it because they don't need public support. The US has spawned an entire generation of kidults that simply refuse to grow up. 50% now of young adults between the ages of 18 and 29 are living with one or both parents. That ties into this story. Of course, part of the reason for that is crippling student debt, the fact that homes are unaffordable, but it's not the only reason. There's a general crisis of masculinity where people are remaining in permanent adolescence into their 30s and 40s because they don't have any good masculine male role models anymore. Adults are buying toys for themselves, and it's the biggest source of growth for the industry, reports CNBC. One-fourth of the adult toy industry is now being supported, $9 billion a year, by kidults. These are adults buying action figurines for themselves. And again, you know, if you want to buy an action figurine of one of your favorite shows or something as a one-off, that's one thing. But when you have wall-to-wall friggin' Funko Pops, when you have adult Lego sets, adult coloring books, and your entire identity is predicated around Marvel and DC comics and superheroes in the cinema, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it? And we're seeing this kidult trend grow and grow and grow as masculinity becomes more and more derided, more and more vilified, more and more monstered by the establishment, by the institutions, by the culture. And it's a crisis that will continue to be exacerbated. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is next. Dummit.news. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.